And we'll continue with excerpt 6 by Rabash from the article, What is Making a Covenant in the Work? As long as one has not been awarded permanent faith, there must be ascents and descents. It follows that there could be a time when the love between them cools. For this reason, now, in the beginning of his work, he takes upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven to make a covenant, so that whether or not the body agrees to be a servant of the Creator, he takes upon himself not to change a thing. Instead, he will say, I spoke once, and I will not change. Instead, I will go above reason, as I have taken upon myself when making the covenant in the beginning of the work.
No, we can continue.
Excerpt 7 from Baal HaSulam, letter 2. I shall advise you to evoke within you fear of the coolness of the love between us. Although the intellect denies such a depiction, think for yourself. If there is a tactic by which to increase the love and one does not increase it, that too is considered a flaw. It is like a person who gives a great gift to his friend. The love that appears in his heart during the act is not like the love that remains in the heart after the fact. Rather, it gradually wanes each day until the blessing of the love can be entirely forgotten. Thus, the receiver of the gift must find a tactic every day to make it new in his eyes each day. This is all our work, to display love between us each and every day, just as upon receiving, meaning to increase and multiply the intellect with many additions to the core, until the additional blessings of now will be touching our senses like the primary gift at first. This requires great tactics set up for the time of need.
Questions about this? Okay, let's continue.
Excerpt 8 from letter 24 by the Rabash. You must always stand guard all day and all night. When you feel a state of day or when you feel a state of night. We say to the Creator, yours is the day and yours is also the night. Thus, the night as well, meaning the darkness of the night, comes from the Creator to man's favor as well. As it is written, day to day utters speech and night to night expresses knowledge. It follows that you must awaken the hearts of the friends until the flame rises by itself, as our sages said about it, when you light up the candles. By that you will be rewarded with awakening the love of the Creator upon us.
Let's go on.
Excerpt 9 from letter 18 by Baal HaSulam. First thing in the morning, when he rises from his sleep, he should sanctify the first moment with dvekut, or adhesion, with the Creator, and pour out his heart to the Creator to keep him throughout the 24 hours of the day, so that no idle thought will come into his mind, and he will not consider it impossible or above nature. Indeed, it is the image of nature that makes an iron partition, and one should cancel nature's partitions that he feels. Rather, first, he must believe that nature's partitions do not cut him off from the Creator. Afterwards, he should pray from the bottom of his heart, even for something that is above his natural desire. Understand this always, even when forms that are not of holiness traverse you, and they will instantly stop when you remember. See that you pour out your heart, that henceforth the Creator will save you from cessations of adhesion with Him. Gradually, your heart will grow accustomed to the Creator and will yearn to adhere to Him in truth, and the Lord's desire will succeed by you.
Okay, let's continue if so. Let's go to number 10.
Excerpt 10 from the article What is Peace in the Work by the Abash. It is written as the advantage of light from within darkness. In other words, it is impossible to receive light if he has no lack and need for the light. For this reason, when a person sees that the nations of the world in him object to the Creator, and he cannot tolerate the enemy of Israel within him, he becomes jealous for his God and does not look at any descent he has. And he does what he can and cries out to the Creator to help him, to be able to defeat the wicked ones within him. By this he overcomes and does not flee the battle. At that time, the Creator gives him the covenant. That is, he makes a covenant with the Creator that there will be peace between him and the Creator. By receiving a gift from the Creator, which is the vessels of bestowal. This is regarded as making the covenant, which is the klipa, the shell, called will to receive for oneself. And instead of the foreskin, the Creator gives him vessels of bestowal. And by this, they make a covenant, meaning peace. Continue.
We're going to read excerpt number 11 from the portion Acharei Mot Zohar. Portion, item number 66. And you, the friends who are here, as you were in fondness and love before, henceforth you will also not part until the Creator rejoices with you and summons peace upon you. And by your merit, there will be peace in the world, as it is written, for the sake of my brothers and my friends, let me say,